We present The Prophet of San Nicandro, a true story by Finn Lapide.
Winter 1943. Amongst the Allied forces landing in Italy were several advance units of the Jewish Brigade. I was in one of them. As soon as we finished unloading our equipment on the beachhead, we were told to form up into convoys and drive due north, direction Foggia, where the front line was. Eighth Army signboards all along the road told drivers not to stop when going through villages. And so B platoon of 178 Palestine Company kept climbing up the cobbled hill street of San Nicandro, even though a gang of children waved a blue-white flag with a silken shield of David right in the drivers' faces.
Viva! Viva la brigata! Viva!
2 hours later, when we drew up in front of company headquarters in Foggia, Sergeant Amos scratched his head. That's funny. They didn't look like Jews at all. But did you see that flag? Hand-embroidered. Still, for all we know, it could be just a new trick. The Major said it was preposterous. Who ever heard of a Jewish community perched up on top of the Apennines? Nevertheless, early Monday morning, I organized a haversack full of canned food and headed my jeep back into the heel of the Italian boot. The sun was coming up behind the mountains when I stopped near the horse trough in the village square, sporting my Palestine shoulder titles, waiting and feeling sillier every minute. It was not long before I attracted quite a crowd, though most of the adolescent population kept at a respectful distance. I was just telling myself that the best thing was to call off the whole wild goose chase when a freckled boy of about 16 came up to me, smiling with outstretched hand, and said, "Shalom." "Shalom," I replied eagerly, adding in Hebrew, "Are you all Jews?" He blushed and said in Italian, thick with the southern dialect, "I'm sorry, sir, but I speak only Italian," as if he were ashamed of it. I repeated my question. "No, not those," he waved his hand at the juvenile contingent behind him, who had edged up in the meantime. "But if you'll come with me, sir, then, he was tongue-tied by now with excitement, "then I will show you our rabbi. Please," he implored when I hesitated. A 100-odd yards down the main road, we stopped in front of a one-story corner house, whitewashed, thatched, and clean swept. I entered.
"Blessed be the name of the Lord who has granted me to live till this day."
"Shalom unto you, Rabbi."
"Truly and verily, the Lord has sent us the Redeemer."
"What's the meaning of all this? Why do you kiss my hand?"
Redeemer.
"Will your lordship sit down with us and partake of our wine?"
"Thank you, but why don't you all sit down too?"
No, not in your presence. That would be sacrilege."
"But this is impossible. Signor..."
"Manduccio is my name."
"Signor Manduccio, why don't you tell them that I'm only a Jewish soldier, just flesh and blood,